the highest data. I don't know where he heard that from.
I see on our agenda we have special committee reports, non-standing committee reports, none. So just so you all know, you're only going to get a report. So
I move we adjourn.
There you go.
And we are all spread out here at City Hall.
Who's all there?
I'm in my office. Janet's in her office. Jean is upstairs. That's all.
Okay.
You have to all use the same iPad tonight or not?
No, we're not. We're not even in the same area.
There you go. Progress.
I know. How about that?
The concern is, though, did you receive a notice that said that internet connection here is unstable? It just came across my screen.
No, mine didn't say that.
Your audio has dropped out a little bit, Jan. I know we've had that trouble with Gene upstairs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would blame it on Chuck.
I'll take it. Well, I'll take the blame. Bring it.
Sure, it can be blamed for something.
Yeah, you're right. That's for sure.
If you don't have a pin on the right thing, then it's probably still right.
My parents can be blamed for all the rest, too.
Cheryl was hard to hear with our boys club board meeting today. I don't know if that was on her end or not, but it was hard to hear her.
All right, let me see if I can. Cheryl, can you hear us?
Muted.
Can you hear me?
There she is.
There you go. Now I got you. CJ, can we hear you?
He's muted.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I muted myself there.
All right. Very good. So I think looks like everybody is unmutable. CJ has muted himself again. So anyway, just so you all know, well, Daryl's muted himself. So. All right. Hey, you don't have a... What's that?
There are probably kids around.
Yeah. We don't have a flag, so we're just going to...
Yeah, we do. Jeannie's showing it right now.
Oh, okay. I got this other window here that was covering her up. Okay. All right, that's excellent. So, I'm going to hit record. We'll get underway. All right, I will bring to order the April 20th, 2020 meeting of Oroville City Council. We will be led tonight in prayer by Pastor Chuck from the Assembly of God Church.
Yes, thank you. My humblest apologies for missing the last meeting. Everything that was going on, I just totally forgot. That's my bad. And again, thank you. And can I just say, I mean, I'm not speaking for every church in our community, obviously, but I think I can say this, and genuine, thank you to this leadership council. I tell you, you guys, excellence is, I love this community, and you working together and communicating together and leading together, it's inspirational, and just thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for all that you do to make our city just an awesome place to be. I want to, before I pray, just pass along Pastor John Furno, who pastors the Augsburg Lutheran Church. He's been in Smithville Western recuperating from a fall, and he has just been diagnosed with coronavirus. So please keep him lifted up in prayer. that many of you have been listening to the Word of God. Again, I just want to say it before I pray it tonight. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. It says, when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. Verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Let's pray together tonight. Lord, thank you so much for these men and women, these choice servants of God who have dedicated this time in their life, this season, to being leaders in our community. And Lord, we ask you to sovereignly move upon them as they lead. Let them not lead by their own will in their own way, but let them relinquish their will into your hands so that, Lord, they would lead in accordance to your will for this community. Lord, we just right now gather together tonight, and we pray for Pastor John Furno. We pray healing and strength in his body and be with his congregation right now as he recovers, Lord God. We're praying God's just blessing on his life. And we pray, oh Lord, that you would touch and move amongst our nursing homes. I think of Smithville Western and Glendora and Brenfield and Orvilla, Lord God, and Orville Point, Lord, those places that we have right now people working in those, first responders that are working in those, that are really helping to care for people and sacrificing at the same time. And Lord, I pray your blessing on them, for doctors and nurses. But Lord, we pray for our firefighters, our police officers, and all their staff that's included, Lord, amongst them. Lord, we pray for all of our city workers, all of those people that are deemed, Lord God, necessary in this time, this crisis. Lord, we pray your covering and your strength. And we pray that a culture of strength and anointing would continue to flourish here. Bless our businesses that have been impacted by this virus, Lord. And again, we come against that virus in the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus. We command it to stop, and we just pray your healing and your strength. And Lord, we thank you for times of trouble. It really shows the metal that we're made of. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the strength and courage that you've given us. Lord, your word does say that in this life you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And because you've overcome, we can overcome. So we pray your blessing now on this meeting, on our city, on our people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And real quick, Pastor Chuck, what did you tell me that COVID stood for?
Oh, yeah, I got a whole new word for COVID. Here we go. I hear it so much. COVID means Christ our victory indeed. I keep saying that over and over again. I don't want to hear about any bugs. Christ our victory indeed. Good one.
All right. Love you, Pastor Chuck. Thanks so much for your leadership.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you betcha. All right, we'll now go to the Pledge of Allegiance. Let me switch the camera over to our flag, if I can. Okay, and then I think there's a way I can spotlight that. There we go. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Good night.
All right, thank you. Now I go back to my regular view. You can bear with me 1 second. All right, very good. If we could have the roll call, please.
Handwork.
Here.
Aspiris.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Carosa.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All right, very good. If you've had a chance to review the minutes of our last regular meeting, I can have a motion to approve those minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Very good. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second.
Mr. Mosley seconds. Mr. Larson moves and Mr. Mosley seconds.
Aspiris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Rosa.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. We have no public comment for this evening. And again, if anybody would like to make public comment here on our Zoom meetings, it's just like normal. You have to submit the form, and then you are allowed then to make your public comment. There are no, standing committee reports. Our agenda says there are none, and I assume that there are none because we've had no committee meetings. Does anyone have a report for your committee?
Mr. President, I have to mention something here briefly.
Yes, Mr. Handwerk.
Thank you. Mr. President, I don't have anything for the committee, but I would say there's still some things going on in the background, even though we haven't had meetings. First and foremost, you know, obviously the fireworks and the tournament, and that's the thing that, unfortunately, we will not have this year at the park. I would just like to say I fully support that decision. And a lot of crazy things going on right now, and that's a very difficult decision to make for our fire chief, our team there. So I'd like to say I support them. And also, will be more information coming on the community day as we get more information to provide. Obviously, we can't make those decisions until we know kind of the next march of where that goes as well. So Mr. Wheeler will have a couple additional things on the park. But I do want to make sure that the citizens know that just because we haven't had a chance to meet physically, that there are still a lot of very good things going on behind the scenes. So that's all. Thank you.
That's very true, and thank you so much for that, Mr. Handwerk. Does anyone else have a report? All right, very good. We will move on then to, we have no special committee reports, I should say. We'll move on then to our administrative reports, and we'll turn to Mayor Handwerk.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. As some of you know, I did do another video for our Facebook page today, and so I know quite a few have seen that already. Hopefully they approve of it instead of disapprove. Don't really get that answer, but we did that this morning, and I thank Gene again for helping do that. And also, with word today that the schools will not go back to the schools this year and they'll continue their distance learning, certainly a great deal of concern for the students that really were looking to go back, that need to go back. Many times some of them are maybe cared for maybe better when they're in school during the day as far as food and so forth. And also the teachers that do miss their students and also for the parents. You know, many of them still are now faced with, okay, how do we do this if they're working or if one's back to work or whatever. So certainly a concern for those. And then also I feel really terribly bad for the kid in the spring sports because I think there was still a glimmer of hope there up until today that there might be some kind of shortened season. I would have to say if they're not going to open the schools again, they're not going to do a spring sports season unless something else is in the works. I don't know, but you know, kids that had hopes of going to a state track or baseball or softball championship, you know, those are just going to be gone. So certainly an unusual thing for kids and seniors especially. So we just want to keep them all in our thoughts. I did mention this morning an awful lot of good things. I think Pastor Chuck Lips, but from our churches and a whole list of different things from our different churches, many of them just offering the fact that they would be willing to, you know, go to people's houses, pick up groceries, get a list for them, get groceries, take them back home, help them if they need help. So lots of people reaching out. So that's really been good to see. We have a couple food pantries open with the Boys Club once this weekend and also Trinity. Both of them plan to do that again. So they're going to continue and see how that works. So just, it's been very nice that the churches, so many of them have stepped up and offered to be of help. And I think that's all I have now.
Very good. Thank you. Now we'll turn to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Service Department continues kind of business as usual, mowing, street sweeping. They also are hopeful to begin work, construction of a new parking lot at the ball field. They're kind of waiting for a little dry spell, which has been easier said than done in the last few weeks. That project is in the works. Also, the survey for the school property on Ella has been completed, so I do hope to have legislation to approve that property donation at the next meeting or two. Also, at the next meeting, I hope to have legislation of approval to move forward on the pickleball courts. This project is partially funded through grant funding, so we do need to keep moving forward. Because of the COVID virus, there's an opportunity maybe to jump into the schedule a little quicker than we had hoped. So by approving the legislation soon, we may be able to get started on that project here in the next month or two. So those are kind of the things to look forward to. Everything else is kind of business as usual so far. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Yes, Mr. Mosley.
Yes, Mr. President. Question for Mr. Wheeler. Is there any feedback about decisions as far as a pool goes?
Actually, we were kind of waiting to see what the governor does on May 1st. I think that will tell us a lot. There are permits through the Ohio Department of Health that we are going to have to procure in the next few weeks. So I'm also working with the Worcester Director of Administration, Joe Montgomery. He is kind of keeping an eye on it as well. Both of our concerns is if one pool closes and the other opens, then there will just be a flooding of people into that particular pool, which obviously would not necessarily be a good thing. I know usually that's a great thing, but not this year. So we're kind of keeping an eye on it, and I would definitely keep you guys in the loop kind of as we get more information. So far, we're kind of taking a wait and see on them May 1st to kind of see where the governor goes from there.
Understood. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Wheeler, question?
Yes, Mr. Morrison.
Yes, sir.
The Compass Center is open on Wednesdays. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Any anticipation of Saturday hours at all, or when that might happen?
Yeah. Historically, we have had Saturday hours. We did not this particular year, as we were kind of trying to get them back into the workforce and get the mowing caught up. I expect in the next week or two we'll have Saturday hours, and we'll be sure to post that on Facebook once that happens.
Okay,
but
thank you.
Sooner rather than later, hopefully by the first Saturday of May.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Rita, what are those Wednesday hours for the Compost Center?
They are 7:15 to 11:15, and then 11:45 to 3:15. And then Saturday hours, I believe, are usually 8 to noon. What's that?
Okay. Very good. Seeing nothing else, we'll move on to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brenniger.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Wheeler indicated, it's business as usual, status quo for the utilities from when we last met. We did complete the roof replacement on the water plant last week, and we are in the process of evaluating the impact of our business closures on our revenues. Ms. Stremlin may have some comments on that. And we're also evaluating options for the governor's return to visit next month, just what that may or may not look like as far as utilities go. So there's a lot of questions related to that, and certainly we are going to be cautioned in our plans to return for the very same reason that we're in the position that we're at right now. So we'll see what the governor has to say for us in that respect, and then we'll adjust our plans based on making sure we're securing the adequate personnel to assure we have services there, we have the coverage there that we've been doing so far this past month. Other than that, that's all I have to report. Thank you.
Seeing no questions, we'll move on to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few quick comments tonight on the utility billing side. Due to COVID-19 and the financial hardships that it's creating, I think all of you are aware that we did temporarily suspend our disconnections, and we've also waived late fees for residential customers. Those bills, though, are continuing to accumulate, and we need to put something in place to help citizens make arrangements to pay those obligations. So on Monday night, we will be proposing to the utility board a utility relief program, which outlines a repayment plan for individuals who were negatively impacted financially by the COVID crisis. What we're going to be proposing is a six-month repayment schedule, but we'll need to discuss that with the utility board in a little more detail on Monday. So after we finalize the plan, we will send a copy of the program outline to City Council so that you know the specifics of the program should you get any questions. Also, as Jeff mentioned, all of the directors, along with the mayor, have been working on some different financial updates that we can provide to council as we move forward this year. We know there will be some reductions in revenue, and so we want to keep council up to date on that and what that looks like. So before the next meeting, you can expect a report that you can review. If you have any questions while you're going through that, feel free to give any one of us a call. We're all familiar with it and have been working on it. The last thing, my apologies, the fund balance report was included in your packet at the last council meeting. I neglected to bring it to the forefront. So this month we have, this meeting we have 2 months. As you go through the March fund balance report, you may notice some of the funds have negative net income. It's really not a reason to be alarmed. It's simply a timing issue. For the general fund, as you know, the majority of our revenue comes in following each quarter, so I would expect that to change somewhat in April. For the utilities, March is the month where we make the working capital transfer. So for each of the revenue funds, you'll see an offsetting entry that's fairly close in the reserve fund. So those are all normal balances to expect at this time of the year. So I would just ask council for a motion to approve February and March fund balance report subject to audit, and that's all I have this evening.
Very good. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Very good. Mr. Wilson moves, and we have a second.
I'll second that.
Mr. Larson, thank you.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Very good, thank you. If there's no questions, then we'll move on to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only thing that I have to say is that we had to reschedule the Sunshine Law training that was scheduled for this month. That has been postponed to Tuesday, November 17th at 1 p.m. That will be at Schmidt Hall again. I thank Jane for assisting with the rescheduling of that, and that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much. For my report, all I have is I just wanted to say a word of thanks to Mayor Handwerk for recording those updates. If you have a chance to check out the latest one, I think it gives a nice summary of all the organizations and churches that are providing relief and food, especially food pantries, that kind of thing. And so I think we've had a need for that to kind of, for someone to summarize, here's all the help that's available. And so we appreciate you taking the time to do that. And of course, for all the city employees who are working in very unusual circumstances now, and yet, as far as I can tell, our city services and utilities and everything have gone on uninterrupted, and just like everything was just normal. So we just want to say thanks to all of you. Tonight is one of those unusual evenings where we have no old business or new business. things are a little slow in the legislation front, but Mr. Wheeler says we'll have some things to consider next time that are exciting for our community. But since we have no business, does anyone have anything for the good of the order?
Yeah, Paul, I have one thing I wanted to just see if even the rest of you heard this. I was talking to Janet before the meeting, and I don't remember why I read it today. I think it was maybe from Congressman Dallas's email. But I thought I heard today or read that as far as opening up and the gradual opening, that no state can do that until they've done 14 days of decline in cases. So as we've seen, we're still on the upward trend. You know, nothing happened as far as I can see from that until we start getting going downhill. And then it's supposed to be 14 days. So if you would go 2 days and then spike up again, you're starting all up. So things may not happen even as quick as what they think, even though it will be gradual when it does happen. And that's going to be the thing that is going to be real hard for people to comprehend and understand, that it's not going to just be, okay, everything's back the way it was.
Yeah, and when we do, of course, we'll have a lot of new measures that businesses will have to take. Mr. Mosley.
So Mayor Hanwart, the way you comprehend that, is it 14 days from the last tested positive before we start phase one? Is that the way you read that?
No, it would just be like, if you're still going, if our state is still increasing in number of cases every day, mm-hmm. You can't start opening back up until you've gone 14 days with decreasing numbers. At least that's the way I read that.
Right.
I could be not getting that right. That's why I was saying, to me, it sounds like if you go 2 or 3 days and you're going down and then all of a sudden you go up again, you would probably be starting over again.
Right.
Yeah, of course, the difficulty is testing is increasing, so sure. The number of new cases being reported is increasing, and that was one of the questions posed to the governor today at his press conference is, how are we ever going to have a decrease in the number of cases being reported when testing is increasing, which means that the number of new cases being reported will only increase. And so he punted a little bit. He said, well, we've noticed the number of hospital admissions has leveled off. So I don't know if they will end up going to that as a measure. Of course, the rules change every day here, don't they? So
yeah, sure.
But boy, that Marion County Correctional Facility, I think they said 160 cases. I don't know if I think I have the number wrong there, but it was a lot that were reported just all of a sudden there. But anyway, thankfully, most people are doing a good job at all this, and our cases, or hospitalizations anyway, I should say, have been leveling off. But, all right, anyone else for the good of the order? Mr. Larson.
I'd just like to echo some sentiments that I've heard already tonight about the 4th of July celebration. And knowing the firefighters and the difficulty of that decision and what it means to them and what it means to the community, I know that extremely difficult thing to do, but it was the right thing to do. And I'm proud of them for doing it in a timely manner that gives the vendors and everyone else time to prepare and find their feet. You know, all folks that had scheduled, you know, hotel rooms for the softball tournaments and whatnot, this gives them time to you know, back out and do something different. We get their money back, whatever. With any decision like this, you'll have people that are displeased. But this was absolutely the right thing to do, given the circumstance, and they have my full support.
Yeah, I mentioned that this morning, too, and I failed to say that tonight because I didn't want to just review everything morning. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, we don't know where we're going to be in July, but you have to make the best decision that you can make at the time with the information you have available. And so a lot of people still think it's too early to make the decision, but they're not in the role of having to make those commitments and sign those contracts.
Sure.
So the times are so uncertain, you just can't do that right now. So. All right, very good. If no one has anything else, then we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Very good. Mr. Larson? Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Wilson seconds.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
You're getting slow on a draw, Dino.
See you guys.
Yeah. See ya.